And of course, the Naval Air Station has been out there ever since, what, in 1940 or something. Uh-huh. And the others, they built recently.
What would be some of the main roads here?
You mean like interstate or what? Well, you have Interstate 95 and 10 that comes in. You cross right where 10 starts. You remember when you come across the bridge?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which way did you come across the bridge?
I came across 95 and then, came across 95 going north and just got off right down here. Uh-huh.
Well, when you come down 95 and then make the turn, mm-hmm. well, up there is where Interstate 10 starts that heads to the west coast. You know, it's supposed to be completed all the way to California. Mm-hmm. And then you have these streets over here, like in the black neighborhood, you have Myrtle Avenue right up there. Of course, all these streets are running this way are numbered. But you have Davis, and you know Nashville by now, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
So. And you have State Street and Broad and Jefferson, and then downtown you have Adams and Laura and Hogan, mm-hmm. Forsyth. Bay Street, now all those are old from the beginning of time, down around Bay and Forsyth, mm-hmm. Monroe and all those.
Uh-huh. What way would you, to carry your paper route, what streets would you carry, to carry your mail route, what streets would you?
Over in Arlington, I have streets. Streets like that.
If you were going to Arlington from here, what way would you take?
Go right up here and get on 20th Street Expressway and follow it around. It becomes Haines Street later on, but it's still 20th Street Expressway, and hit the bridge up there and go across Matthews Bridge on down to Arlington Road, mm-hmm. on up to Merrill and right on Merrill, down across Townsend to the post office, I think.
On an interstate highway, you have these places, sometimes they have picnic tables and things like that.
Yeah.
What would you call that?
We call them rest areas.
On roads you have, in the middle of the road, you have lines painted. Mm-hmm. What would you call that?
Well, they're solid lines you can't pass, see? Uh-huh. If a broken line's on your side, you can pass. Mm-hmm. But if it's too solid, there's no passing.
Uh-huh. What would you call these lines?
We just call them solid yellow lines, see?
Mm-hmm. Sometimes in a neighborhood you have these things that slow you down a little bit. You hit them? What would you call that?
If you're driving a car and hit one of them too fast, you know what you're going to call it.
A few choice words.
I don't know if we have any special, because it's very something. Now, the only place they had one here recently was out here in one of the shopping centers off of 95, mm-hmm. where they go in and go around through the back, and some of those guys had been speeding around through there. They set up a couple of them. Mm-hmm. But you very seldom run up on them, any other place around here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's kind of, I think those things are so new that they don't really, they don't have a real name.
Mm-hmm.
If you had to call them something, if you were just in a conversation with somebody, just talking, and you might say, yesterday I hit one of those.
Well, I'd probably say a road break or something like that.
Uh-huh.
Because you better break before you get to it, or you're going to have some shattering teeth or something.
What would you use if you're getting on or off of a big highway, what would you use? What would you call that road that leads on to it?
Service road on the side.
What do you call a place where train tracks go over the road?
You say train tracks go over the road. Mm-hmm. They just call it overpass.
Mm-hmm. Would you